This is the Aviat Merli of the 25th of January 2026. Original date, the 2nd of April 2008. This year, become an authority of experience in all four subjects. Make your aim and your qualifications for it equal. Today, Bap Dada is seeing everywhere his jewels of contentment who remain content. The sparkle of contentment is visible on the face of each one. Each of you yourself loves jewels of contentment. Bap Dada loves them, and the family also loves them, because contentment is a great power. Contentment can only be imbibed when you have attained all attainments. If there is little attainment, there will be little contentment. Contentment also invokes other powers. The atmosphere of contentment also gives others vibrations of contentment according to their capacity. The sign of someone remaining content is that that one will always be seen to be happy-hearted. That one's face would naturally remain constantly cheerful. No adverse situation that comes in front of a contented soul will make that one fluctuate from his original stage. No matter how big the situation may be, for a contented soul, it is seen as entertainment in the form of a cartoon show. This is why that soul is not distressed by situations. The situations cannot attack that soul. The situations are defeated. This is why that soul experiences his life to be one of entertainment filled with supersensuous joy. He doesn't need to labour, but experiences that as entertainment. So each one of you has to check yourself. You know how to check, do you not? Do you? Those who know how to check yourselves, not check others. If you know how to check yourselves, raise your hands. Do you know how to check yourselves? Acha, congratulations. Every day at Amrit Vela, the blessing that every child receives from Bap Dada in different forms is remain happy, remain prosperous. Everyone receives a blessing every day. Bap Dada gives everyone the same blessing simultaneously every day. But what is the difference? Why do you become number wise? The bestower is one. And the gifts that he gives are all the same. He doesn't give a little to some and more to others. He gives generously. But how is the difference created? All of you have experienced this because until now the sound of it reaches Bap Dada. Do you know which sound? Sometimes, kabi kabi, a little dot dot, soda soda. This sound reaches Bap Dada even now. Bap Dada has said, let both of these words be removed from the dictionary of the lives of Brahmin souls. The father is imperishable. The treasures are imperishable. and all of you are imperishable, elevated souls. So what word should you be using? Sometimes or constantly? Sada. In front of all the treasures, check. Do I have all the powers constantly? Do I have all the virtues constantly? When the devotees of all of you sing your praise, what do they say? The bestower of virtues sometimes? Is this what they sing? In every blessing, Bapdada has said the word Sada constantly. A master with all powers constantly. Not that sometimes you have some powers and at other times you have all powers. At every moment, you speak these two words, and the Father also speaks them. Become equal. He doesn't say, become equal to a little extent. He says, complete and perfect to the fullest extent. So what do the children sometimes do? Bapdada also watches your games, does he not? He continues to watch the games of you children. What do some of you children do? Some of you, not all of you, think about the blessing you have received. You speak about it. You note it down in your notebook. You even remember it. But you don't allow the seed of the blessing to become fruitful. You are unable to attain fruit from the seed. You are very happy simply speaking about it. It is a very good blessing. The blessing is the seed, and to the extent that you make the seed fruitful, accordingly it will increase. What is the way to make that seed fruitful? To use it at the right time. You forget to use it at the right time. You simply see it in your notebook and speak about it. It is very good. It is very good. Baba has given a very good blessing. However, why has he given it? He has given it to you to make fruitful. Fruit grows from a seed. You remember the blessing, but in becoming an embodiment of that blessing, you become number wise. Seeing the fortune of each one, Bapdada becomes pleased. However, Bapdada has also told you earlier about the hopes in his heart. All of you raised your hands. Do you remember that you were going to finish all reasons and excuses and become an embodiment of solutions? Do you remember that homework? Some children, in their heart-to-heart conversations, in their letters and emails to Baba, have written their result. It is good that your attention has been drawn. However, have you become like the word that Bapdada likes? Constantly. All of you who have come, whether you have heard it or read it in 1 month's homework, it has just been for 1 month, not longer. For 1 month, you have had that aim. You have spoken about it to one another. However, those who have claimed good marks in their 1 month's homework, raise your hands. Those who have passed with honours, stand up. those who have passed with honours. Everyone should have a vision, darshan, of those who have passed with honours. Not mothers, among the sisters, the teachers haven't raised their hands. No one? Those from Madaban. This result is very low. Very few people had stood up. There must be such ones at the centres too. Congratulations. You may applaud. Babdada smiles, because when Babdada asks, who has love for Babdada, and how much love do you have? What do you reply? Baba, we have so much love for you, we can't even speak about it. You give a very good reply, and even Babdada is pleased. But what is the proof of love? Whoever you love, in the world nowadays they have body-conscious love, and they are ready to sacrifice their lives. For God's love, when the Father says something, why do you children find it difficult to do? You sing very good songs. Baba, we are the moths who sacrifice ourselves to you. We are those who surrender to the flame. So can you not sacrifice this one word, reason? Now, the last turn of this season has come. You and the Father are seeing, and will see, what will happen in the next season, the next year. As you are seeing the time, you all speak about it. The call of time, the call of the devotees, the call of time, the call of souls experiencing sorrow. The call of souls who are loving and cooperative with you. You will fulfill that, will you not? What is your title? What is your duty? For which duty have you become Brahmins? World Transformers is your title. World Transformation is your task. And who is your companion? You have become instruments for this task with Babdada. So what are you going to do? Even now, if Baba makes you raise your hands, all of you raise your hands. You have kept the aim. Babdada has seen that totally, in this season, all of you have had the thought. But the key to success is determination. I definitely have to do this. Instead of this, you do it sometimes and say, I am moving along, I will do it. This thought makes your determination ordinary. The word reason doesn't enter into determination. There is just a solution. Reasons may come, but nevertheless, because of checking, the reasons change into solutions. Babdada checked the result, and what did he see? Gyani, yogi, embodiments of dana and servers. In all four subjects, each one is gyani, yogi, has dana, and is serving according to your capacity. However, in all four subjects, there was a visible lack of your being an embodiment of experience, or an authority of experience, in being an embodiment of this knowledge. To be an embodiment of experience in this knowledge means Gyan is said to be this knowledge. A soul who is an embodiment of experience has this knowledge, that is, understanding of what has to be done and what mustn't be done. He has the light and might of this knowledge. The meaning of being an embodiment of experience is that there is light and might in a natural way in every action of a Gyani soul. Gyani means to know this knowledge, to speak about it, and along with that, there is light and might in every action. With your form of being an embodiment of experience, your every action will naturally be elevated and successful. You won't have to labour because you are embodiments of the experience of knowledge. The authority of experience is the most elevated of all authorities. There is a difference in knowing this knowledge and in performing every action as an authority of the experience of this knowledge. So check. In all four subjects, am I an embodiment of experience? I am a soul, but do I perform every action as an embodiment of experience? If you are seated on the seat of an authority of experience, then elevated actions and actions that are filled with success will appear to be the natural nature of an authority. You think about it, but to become an embodiment of experience, your natural nature has to be yogyukt and rasyukt. In your dana too, let all virtues automatically be visible in every action of yours. Remain constantly an embodiment of experience and remain seated on the seat of experience. It is essential to pay attention to this need. The seat of an authority of experience is very great. Even Maya cannot finish those who are experienced. The authority of experience is multi-million times higher than the authority of Maya. To think about it is one thing, to churn it is another thing, but it is now essential for you to move along as an embodiment of experience. So now, what will you do this year? Bapdada has seen that in one subject the majority of you have passed. What subject is that? The subject of service. Bapdada has received very good service records from everywhere, and in terms of the service news this year, the zeal and enthusiasm for service is seen to be very good. Every wing, every zone has achieved success in service in different ways. Bapdada is giving multi-million-fold congratulations to each zone and each wing for this. You have also made very good plans. But now, according to the time, it is the season for suddenly. You must have seen and heard how so many Brahmins departed suddenly. The bell of suddenly is now becoming intense. According to that, now, this year, to what extent have you become an embodiment of experience in all four subjects? You need to have good marks in all four subjects. if you have less than a pass mark in even one subject, how can you become a bead of the rosary that has passed with honours and a garland around Bapdada's neck? Those who are defeated in any way cannot become a garland around the father's neck. When Baba makes you raise your hands, what do you all say? That you will become Lakshmi or Narayan. Okay, if you become Lakshmi or Narayan, or even companions in their family, to become that is also an elevated status. Therefore, Bapdada simply says one thing. Now continue to fly in the flying stage at a fast speed and with the vibrations of your flying stage spread cooperation into the atmosphere. All of you have challenged matter that you will definitely transform the elements. You have promised this, have you not? Have you promised this? Do not wave. Just nod. So, can you not transform your equals, human souls, who are in sorrow and peacelessness? Firstly, you have challenged it. And secondly, you still promised Bapdada. All of us are still companions in your task now. We are your companions in the supreme abode. And in the kingdom too, we will remain companions of Father Brahma. You have promised this, have you not? So you will return together, stay together, and even now you are together. From time to time, you see the signals from the Father in a practical way. Suddenly, ever ready. Did you ever think that Daddy would go? You saw the game of suddenly. So this year, be ever ready. You have to become the lamps of hope, the ones who fulfill the hopes of the Father's heart. You know the Father's hopes. Are you going to become that? Or do you think, I will become that anyway, I will see about that? Those who feel that you have to become that, raise your hands. Look, this is being recorded by the camera. You please Bapdada very well. Bapdada also cannot return home alone without the children. Look, Father Brahma is also waiting for you children to open the gates to liberation. The advance party is also waiting for you. You are the ones who have to make the preparations. You are not the ones who are waiting. You are the ones who make the preparations. So this year, keep this aim. However, you have to keep your aim and your qualifications equal. Let it not be that your aim is very high, but that you are very weak in the qualifications. No, your aim and your qualifications for it have to be equal. Your heart's desire is to become equal. And that will only be fulfilled when your aim and its qualifications are equal. There is a little difference between your aim and its qualifications. You make very good plans. You also have very good heart-to-heart conversations among yourselves. You also remind one another to pay attention. Determination is our birthright. Now become an embodiment of the experience of this thought. Check. Do I also experience what I say? Check the first expression. I am a soul. Am I an authority of the experience of the form of a soul? This is because the authority of experience is number one. Acha. In any situation, are you able to remain stable in your original stage? The drill of the concentration of the mind. Can you become an embodiment of awareness of the three points? Simply put a full stop. Acha. Then Bapdada conducted drill. Now, in a second, stabilize in the intoxication of the spiritual elevated self-respect of being seated on Bapdada's heart throne. Become absorbed in the experience of being a soul seated on the heart throne. Acha. To all you extremely lovelean souls who remain constantly absorbed in the Father's love. To the special souls who always maintain their self-respect and their right to self-sovereignty. To all those everywhere who fly with their wings of zeal and enthusiasm. To those who make the atmosphere peaceful and elevated with the vibrations of their minds. To those who give everyone the Father's message, who liberate them from sorrow and give them the inheritance of liberation. To those who always achieve success with determination. To all you children everywhere who remain close to the heart and who come here personally, face to face. To all of you children, love and affection from the heart, together with the blessings from the heart. Love, remembrance and namaste. Blessing. May you have a divine and elevated intellect and keep a proper balance between your dharma, righteousness, and your karma. While doing everything, let there be complete dharma. That is, by keeping a proper balance between your dharma and your karma, your impact will increase. Let it not be that when your action is finished, you only then become aware of your dharma. Let your intellect keep a proper balance between these two things, and you would then be said to be one with an elevated and divine intellect. Otherwise, when your intellect is ordinary, actions are ordinary, and your dharma is then also ordinary. Not that you have the equality in being ordinary, but equality in being elevated. Just as your actions are elevated, so let your dharma also be elevated. Slogan: set your mind and intellect on the seat of experience and you will never become upset. Aviat signal: in this Aviat month, stay free from bondage and experience the stage of liberation in life. After becoming an embodiment of this knowledge, Master Knowledgeful, and a Master Almighty Authority. If you perform any action that is not yukti-yukt, the bondage of that karma will be multi-million times greater than the bondage of any karma performed on the path of ignorance. Because of this, because a soul in bondage is not free, he is not able to do what he wants. Therefore, perform yukti-yuk actions and attain liberation. Om Shanti.